Flint, Michigan is in the headlines after residents were poisoned by contaminated water from the Flint River. The corrosive river water allowed lead from city pipes to seep into the tap. Florida Coastal School of Law professor Eric Hull says Florida's water sourcing is very different from Michigan's, but the state isn't impervious to pollution.
It's not a foolproof system. And as we continue to draw water from the system and draw it down, we have issues with regard to recharging that water supply, and that water, that recharge comes from surface water permeating down back into the surface, down below the surface. So there is a protective capacity in Florida based on where we get the majority of our water that limits the possibility that we could experience something that's happened in Flint, but it is, I think I would probably agree with.
When Floridians turn on the tap, that water comes from an underground reservoir called the aquifer. With a growing population, Hull says more of that water is being replaced with dirty surface water. He says a new water policy that puts more control in the hands of private industry, the state's fight against federal clean water rules, and the pumping of more surface water from wetlands, rivers, and streams are making Florida more susceptible to a pollution crisis like what's happening in Flint. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.